Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Hey, good afternoon. 4 minutes past 2 o'clock. Ray Foley in and on. And it's Thursday by all accounts. And JP's dimmed the lights. This is getting very romantic in here. I tell you what, very moody in here. What are you doing? What are you playing at? Am I got you on the wrong microphone? Which one?
The right tone. Move over here, Ray.
You're over there on that one?
Yeah, I'm over here.
Oh, there you are. Hi. How are you? Give me one Sue. Can we get a one Sue?
One Sue.
Why'd you change the lights? They were fine the way they were.
Because you know what? The screens we have in the studio, they had Pamela Joyce on them, and you're not Pamela Joyce.
Oh.
Yeah.
As much as I would like to be.
Yeah.
As much as I would wish I were Pamela Joyce. So when you flick the switch, so when you turn off. How does it work then? So explain this thing to me then. When it's darker, it's me. So the lighting settings for Ray Foley involve the lights going down to about 5% brightness.
It may be that her star shines
brighter,
Ray.
So much brighter, yeah. That's what it is. Also, people prefer me in a much darker light.
Yeah, darkness is your friend.
Babe. Turn the lights off. babe, I'll dim the lights. No, babe, turn them off. All right, what do I got for you? This is Demi Lovato. I don't know if I played this one for you before, but someone sent it to me last night and it made me laugh. Demi Lovato, you know Demi the singer? Demi Lovato being asked, what's her favourite dish? Did I play this for you before?
I don't think so.
Okay. Demi Lovato being asked what is her favourite dish in an interview. Have a listen.
And your favourite dish? My favorite dish. I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand and they hold hot things that you don't have to touch. So, coffee or hot tea.
Yeah. Demi, I think you've misunderstood the question.
No way.
Oh my God.
All right, kids, we're on. Let's do this. Your chance to win all this cash.
JFM.
Come on, Miley Cyrus. Out of the park this afternoon. Flowers on Today FM playing the music you love.
Hello.
So I'm on this mic over here. I'm over here. Is that one? Or where are you then?
This one.
No, but we're all on microphones then, aren't we?
Yeah.
Let's play
bongos.
Let's play Mike Bongo.
What was that giggle? What is that giggle?
That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun.
Okay. We'll work on our rhythm and we'll come back to you with a finished product. He's loving it.
Where else would you get it? Oh, that's the show now. Thanks very much for coming in. We've got back-to-back music between now and 4:30. Matt's on after 4:30. Listen, have a lovely evening. Have a lovely afternoon. And we'll talk to you tomorrow from 2:00. Say goodbye, JP.
Bye.
The gang's all here. Hey, very nice. Mike Bongo. Very good afternoon to you. My name's Mike Bongo, and I'll be your presenter this afternoon. So Miley Cyrus, Flowers, still my favourite song of the moment. Very Dua Lipa-ish vibes, in my opinion. I think there's a lot of Dua Lipa sort of kind of coolness, funkiness.
Yeah.
Pop accessibility. I just like it.
Miley's had an interesting career arc, hasn't she?
She's had a good, yeah. But then again, there's some. She has had some bangers. The one.
Wrecking Ball.
The one where she's on the Wrecking Ball. What's that called? Flowers?
I was just going to say, you know the one where in the video she's on a Wrecking Ball?
Not familiar with
that.
Geez,
what's that one called again? What was the one where she was talking about some sort of a celebration in a large country? The one she's from
in the northern hemisphere.
A festival in Canada? No,
it was
festival in Canada.
Canadian do. Canadian get together. Swedish soiree. What was the one?
What was that?
Yeah, she's had an interest. Apparently, I'm sure, as if someone hasn't done this on this radio station already, I would be blown away. But apparently, the song Flowers, has anyone done it? The comparing the flowers and the Bruno Mars? Have you heard?
I have no idea.
The Bruno Mars thing?
Haven't heard this.
Apparently, the story goes that Flowers, I can buy myself flowers. She released that on your man Hemsworth. Her ex-husband. She released that on his birthday by way of a two fingers to him. Oof. I can buy myself flowers. And the reason that she released... Do you know this?
Yeah.
So, has someone done it on the radio? I'm sure someone's done it. Someone's played it, like.
I don't know. I just heard the story in a few different places.
All right. So on his birthday, by way of two fingers, she released this song. I buy myself flowers. I hold my own hand. Blah, blah, blah. But it's in response to Bruno Mars' song, When I Was Your Man, which he dedicated to her, or that was the song he would play for, which Hemsworth would play for Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I get you.
And if you listen to it, all of the lyrics respond.
Interesting.
Do you want to hear? I've got
it. How have I not noticed this before?
This is it. You see, I saw it on an Instagram the other night, and I was like, ah, that's amazing. But I was like, I'm sure someone's done it. All right, have a listen. Ready? Here we go.
Bought you flowers. I can buy myself flowers. And held your hand. And I can hold my own head. Should've gave you all my hours. Talk to myself for hours. Take you to every party, cause all you wanted to do was dance. I can take myself dancing.
So she responded line by line. She responded to each line of his song.
I've never felt dumber. My mind is fully blown.
I should have held your hand. I can hold my own hand. I should have bought you flowers. I can buy my own flowers.
I should have bought you flowers. I can buy myself flowers.
Isn't that amazing?
Incredible.
Yeah, and we're only joining the party like 3.5 weeks late. It's really on the pulse. Really on the pulse of the zeitgeist here on the afternoons, I tell you. All right, let's do a roll call. 0874 100 102 after Harry Styles on Today FM. Harry Styles on Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley's here. Let's do a roll call. Ray, JP.
Arda
Ormond. Are we all feeling great?
Sure.
Apparently, Dermot and Dave did it. Yep. Of course they did.
Well, we were away. We were on holidays. What are you going to do?
Oh, it was when we were off on holidays, was it?
Yeah, we weren't here.
Or was... So they did it late. Because in fairness, that song is like a month old. More at this stage.
But just not quite as late as we did.
No one will ever do radio bits later than us. The Ray Foley Show, proud to arrive late to every party. Just as everyone else is going home, Ray's arriving in the taxi with a bottle of wine under his arm.
Do you know what this party needs?
Some bongos. This is ridiculous. So we're all called, we've done it. John is on show. He says, love the show. Hey, John. He says, I'm with Demi. Ray, there's no crockery as versatile as a mug. You can eat out of them, drink out of them, and they can also double as handy listener prizes for popular radio shows. Love the show. Hey, from John. We don't have a mug, do we?
What does that say about the radio show?
Does anyone have a mug on Today FM at the moment?
I don't think so.
Across the board, Ian's got his bowls and his shower radios. Then Dermot and Dave have
lap blankets.
Do they?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Lap blankets.
Yep.
Now Pam's got the water bottle, doesn't she? So that
she
sort of covers the drinking vessels thing, doesn't it?
Mm.
Receptacles are covered by Pam. And then we don't have anything because nobody loves us. And then what's Matt's?
She said, don't know.
Hard hitting news.
His unique blend of news and current affairs. Do you know what we need to come up with merch, Matt merch. What about mats? What about doormats?
Car mats.
Matt's mats.
Perfect.
Or Cooper's mats.
Yeah.
Cooper's car mats.
Perfect.
Or Matt's grinds. For your kids.
So vouchers for what? So how does that work? Matt comes around to your house and teaches your child how to do mats.
Yeah.
How are you? I'm here for the grinds. Ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Come on now, cop on. Demi Lovato, I played a minute ago. This is Demi Lovato discussing her favourite dish. She was asked, what's your favourite dish? And she replied, this.
My favourite dish. I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand and they hold the hot things.
I think she might be messing though. 0874 100 102. On show, Ray, your lights are dimmer because you provide all the extra wattage yourself. Love the show. Hey, from Raid on show. And Shane on show. I thought JP dimmed the lights for a surprise party. Is today not soft launch day 200?
Ladies and gentlemen,
we made it.
We made it.
Woo!
We finally arrived. 200 days of the little broadcast in the afternoons, living our best lives, and still no indication that we're going to be made anything?
No, nothing.
I think the data they actually do confirm that they'll give us merchandise. I mean, even like a Ray Foley pen or something.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
That'd be very nice.
Or what about microwavable Tupperware? Ray Foley microwavable Tupperware. It's the future. The minute I get the merch, it means I've got a contract. Until then, we're going day by day, lads. Juke Joe Martin, Jax Jones. This is I Got You. I Gotcha. You're on Today FM. Juke Jumont and Jax Jones, I Got You. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. It's Ray Foley on. It's Thursday. And yeah, I think we've been pretty seamless generally, because we're broadcasting today from Pamela Joyce's studio and not our studio. So we're kind of sort of relearning the all the buttons and all the way different things work. But I think it's been pretty seamless.
She's left all her stuff here, so we're working around all her cosmetics and all that sort of stuff, her hot water bottle, so it's kind of getting in the way, but we're muddling through.
Her ring light, her cuddly toy, her box of Amicelli chocolates. But aside from all that, it's consistent. It's as bad as ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're just maintaining the level that you've become accustomed to. Right. Pokemon cards. Do you collect Pokemon cards? We'll do Pokemon cards in a couple of minutes. We've got Jess Glynn next as well. Weekend breakfast with Jess Glynn, and hold my hand. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley here. Sorry, you're on that one over there, are you?
Oh, hiya.
There's JP. Great. Pokemon cards. My kids are nuts about Pokemon cards. Absolutely crazy. They're Pokemon card crazy. It's funny, actually, because they go mad into them for like 2 months. They'll be Pokemon, Daddy, put GX, EX. Daddy, oh my God, Daddy, I got a GX.
Is that good, yeah?
I have no idea. They're usually waking me up to tell me. Daddy, wake up. What? Daddy, I got a GX. There's an EX and a GX.
Right.
And then there's a rare. And then there's a metal. Then there's a metal. And there's a hollow as well. You can get a hollow.
As in a hologram?
A hologram, I think, yeah.
Okay.
This is the news that Poke Bundles Ireland, they're going to be visiting Cork this weekend. They'll have a pop-up stall at the Marina Market from 10 to 6 p.m. from tomorrow until Sunday.
Yep.
They're there on Friday as well?
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me call my Pokemon guy. My Poke guy. And it's not Ash or Pikachu.
Right.
Hang on,
one second.
Call Tony.
There's money in Pokemon cards, isn't there?
Where's the... For the phones.
Somewhere over there.
Hang on, is it there?
Let me try it.
Sink. Oh, there it is. It's ringing.
Hi, Tony here. Please leave a message.
Oh. Tony, hi. Ray Foley calling. I just wanted to remark, gotta catch them all. I gotta do the very best like no one ever did. Tell you what, I'm enjoying this show.
It's good, isn't it? Let me try one more time.
Do. Mm-hmm. Punch in those digits.
It's ringing again.
It's ringing.
Hi, Tony here. Please leave a message.
I'll leave a message, Tony. Here's my message, Tony. Ray Foley calling from the radio. Just wanted to talk about Pokemon cards. Let's play Robbie Williams' All Before I Die on Today FM. Robbie Williams and All Before I Die. What a song. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, a very good afternoon to you. I want to be the very best.
I
want to
be the very best. Like no one ever was. Them is my real test. To train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. It's you and me.
I know it's our destiny, Pokemon.
Our courage will follow through. You teach me.
me try Tony again.
Do please.
Apparently they're going to be in Cork this weekend at the Marina Market. Please hold.
I'm
going to
dial the digits, punch in numbers. Right over here.
Oh. Hey, it's ringing again. Oh.
Hello.
Tony, it's Ray Phone here today, FM. Give it up for Tony.
Sorry, I know, right?
We got
what,
you.
What a nightmare. How are you keeping?
Do you know what? It added an element. It added an air of tension, Tony.
The mystery, I know, right?
Forget trying to catch the Pokemons. We're trying to catch you.
I like that pun.
It's good. It's good stuff. So, have you travelled across the land searching far and wide?
To each day to understand the power that's inside, right? Yeah, absolutely.
You do have the power.
That's coming from a 45-year-old man, like, so, yeah. Yeah, great to be on the show.
That's what I was going to ask, actually. You see, you're 45. I've got a... Well, they get into it so young. I've got an 8 and a 10-year-old, and they must have been into Pokemon cards since they were about, I guess, four or five. And the minute... What happens is, the minute one of them either in the play school or the creche or in the school or in the class gets a couple of Pokemon cards, it spreads like wildfire through the group. And the next thing, there's play dates where they bring over their folders, they're swapping, they're spotting fakes, there's EXs and GXs. What age were you when you got into it?
So I was actually in my fourth year of college in the US.
Right. You should have had more cop on then.
So like I'm not one of the kids. I'm kind of like down the wall. So like while I was trying to finish my fourth year and study, my friends inside of my house, they used to be recording Pokemon on the VHS and saying, we want you to be the best Pokemon master. And I kind of ended up going to, so it's been a lifelong obsession for myself.
Right.
But even going to live in Chicago after university on J1, just, you know, playing Pokemon on my Game Boy, I'd have flight attendants come up to me and say, would sir like a coloring book? And, you know, so you get ribbing. Back in the day, it was not very cool to be a Pokemon fan, but right now when you have Ed Sheeran playing Celestial on the radio, which is a collaboration with himself and the Pokemon company, and the likes of Logan Paul and so on, just, you know, really kind of bigging up Pokemon, it's just become so huge in Ireland.
Oh, yeah, and it's a huge part, not just the cards, but Pokemon in general has become a huge part of, I suppose, the culture. And that Detective Pikachu movie, it was fantastic with Ryan Reynolds.
It was fantastic, yeah. And I think Pokemon Go as well, which came into Ireland in 2016, 2017, people who, like, never heard of Pokemon before, all of a sudden from Dunleary down to Cork, they were just running around the streets trying to collect Pokemon. And even today, you'll still see on a Saturday people going around at these events and they're catching Pokemon. It's just fantastic to see people enjoying the hobby so much.
So tell us then about the cards in particular. Like, my kids would have dozens and dozens, and there's a big discussion about the fakes or the you know, because people, a quick search on the internet, you can buy 100 cards or 1,000 cards, and a bunch of them would turn out to be fake. But I suppose if your kid is only 5, he'd be delighted with whatever he gets. But for you, in terms of the collectors and the people that want the proper cards, does it muddy the waters, or does it make it more difficult to do your job?
For people who know Pokemon, it's easy to spot a fake card. But for parents and for teachers in particular who might not have that experience, sometimes it's hard. But as you said yourself, Ray, like, you can get cards very cheap if they're fakes. The problem with the fakes really is that, you know, when it comes to your child who might have picked up a card from a real pack for €30 and they trade it by accident for a fake card, then their card is now worthless. And that can sometimes cause tension. I know a lot of schools in Ireland, have taken the decision to ban Pokemon from trading simply because it's just causing too much hassle. But I think it's really important just to kind of know where you're buying cards. We're very lucky in Ireland to have collectors who by far and away are some of the best in the world, you know. So if you're buying cards online from people, you know, I always kind of advise people, you know, ask that person a question about Pokemon. And if they say, oh, I just got them somewhere, I'd probably leave it. But if someone is a Pokemon collector and they're selling genuine cards, they'd be very happy to discuss with you. So just a little bit of awareness on it. But certainly the other problem as well is that when a kid eventually wants to go and play Pokemon and they're going to tournaments, they'll be probably turned away because they've got fake cards.
Yeah. So I suppose, well, you're not going to be able to describe it for me on the radio, particularly exactly how you tell what between a fake card and a real card. Mm-hmm. Like, as a parent, though, I'm kind of like, look, as long as they've got a card that they like and they're not competing, then I don't mind if it's a fake. Or like, usually for the lads, it's like whatever creature or whatever character they specifically want. And if it's in the right colour, then we're ticking all the right boxes. But I suppose then if they're going to be competing, it's a whole different matter. Yeah,
exactly.
Tell us about the money then. I mean, what are the most expensive or the rarest cards that you've come across yourself?
We would handle cards kind of on a regular basis that would be in the several hundred euro. And I think like wow. you could easily, and there are far more expensive cards, but the ones we deal in, you know, a lot of our customers are our kids. So like we're trying to get cards that are kind of more pocket money friendly. Right. We don't want any parents coming to us and their little one falls in love with this card and it turns out to be 170 euro. And then all of a sudden there's very awkward glances between the kid and the parent. So we try to avoid that, and we try to kind of aim our market stalls at just those little pocket money friendly kind of bundles of cards.
All right, that's handy to know. Yeah, because I certainly won't be like visiting you and saying to Matthew, come here, we'll bring a grand with us.
And I know, yeah. We live in very difficult times as well, and we're very aware that we don't want our kids kind of knowing it how hard it is with money and stuff like that. But we do want to kind of treat them, and that's kind of why we set our prices kind of a little lower than that.
What's your own best card or your own most valuable?
See, my best card is probably not the most expensive one, but that was my Charizard from when I was again not a kid, when I was in my 20s. Got a Charizard and I had that graded, so it's not even in great condition. It's a PSA 6. Charizard, so it might be worth a couple of hundred quid. Okay. But it's certainly kind of pride and taste in my collection.
Right, and can you explain briefly GXs and EXs for me? Because
yeah, absolutely. So, like you'll notice regular cards, they just kind of look kind of like a block color, but then you'll see like what parents call the fancier cards. So, like right now at the moment, we have what's called V cards and V Max and V Star.
Oh yeah,
cards.
yeah.
So V cards come in about one in every 7 to 8 packs, and then the V Max I think come in about one in every 18, 19. Same with the V Stars. But then you kind of get into the really high end cards that you might pull in maybe one in every 500 packs, and they'd be kind of rainbow cards and gold cards. So they're the ones generally that we kind of try to show parents, like these are the ones that maybe you don't trade with your friends. So like just to make sure that they know which cards are more valuable than others.
Right, because I wouldn't have a clue about that, because they're going out and like trading and swapping, and just because they might like the look of an ordinary old Pikachu or whatever, and they go, I want that, so I'll give you my most amazing card. It's worth knowing. Come here, you're going to be at the Marina Market this weekend in Cork from tomorrow and all across the weekend, is that right?
We are. We can't wait to come down to Cork. We have Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Friday's going to be kind of a quieter one. We know a lot of our lovely customers, they might prefer kind of a quieter market experience. So we have that for Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday is going to be very much family oriented. So we're expecting loads of customers coming in.
Excellent.
Just to see kids with their smiles on their faces seeing the cards for the first time. It's amazing. So we're very...
Brilliant. I'd say so. Well, bring your cards and go and have a mooch at the Marina Market in Cork this weekend. Pokebundles.ie is a website. Listen, Tony, thanks so much for taking the call. Cheers,
thanks,
man.
So much, Ray.
Lovely
take
to get you in the end. All the best. There you go, your Pokemon. Gotta catch him. Oh, whoa. That's in the Marina Market in Cork this weekend. Right, we'll play Girls Aloud for you next on Today FM. Girls Aloud, jump. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley in and on. And Pokemon cards. We're talking about Pokemon and your EXs and your GXs over there a few minutes ago. And, Tony's going to be, he's with pokebundles.ie. They're going to be in Cork in the Marina Market this weekend. I wish I knew where my old cards were from 20 years ago. Convinced my mother gave them away or threw them out from Tomas. It could be worth a fortune now, Tomas. It'd be crazy. And Pokemon is all well and good, but we all know Yu-Gi-Oh! Is the top tier card game.
Oh, no.
From Ryan. Ryan throwing down the gauntlet this afternoon. Hey, cash machine, you got 2 minutes to get your text in. And a reminder for you on your total, 5768.93 this afternoon.
Ray Foley.
You're writing it down. €50,768.93. We are closing the lines in 2 minutes. Good luck. Galantis and David Guetta, we'll play them next.
When life gets put on pause.
Yeah, you're done. Oh my God, why is this so loud? Black Street, No Diggity, you're on Today FM. We play the music you love. Hello there, Ray Foley's my name is, JP.
How are you?
Are we feeling great?
Great.
Feeling groovy?
Groovy.
Feeling cool. All right, cash machine's on the way. We know you're excited. 50,000. Just calm down. Over 50 grand on the line. You're going to need that exact total if we call you in a few minutes. In the meantime, let's talk telly. This weekend, we got telly and what's on the big screen with... King. Kira
King, ladies and gentlemen, in the house.
Yeah. Hello. Boys, I have something to tell you, and please don't tell anyone this, but I actually kind of missed the both of you over the last couple of weeks.
We haven't gotten to chat in like three weeks we haven't spoken. It's ages.
It's been a while.
And what have you? What is it you've missed exactly about us, Kira?
Company, sarcasm,
our
the
smell,
paycheck.
Our musk. Our joie de vivre, our outlook on life.
Mm-hmm.
Our,
that's it, Ray.
Our wide-eyed innocence. Yeah. Yeah, our
that's
wide-eyed
it,
innocence.
Yeah.
How are you? How are you feeling, though? Are you, beside missing us, how are you okay? You all right?
I am really good. It's February.
Yeah.
Yay.
Sure is.
I always find February kind of weird. You know what I mean? You know the way most people are like, oh, I hate January. Well, I kind of have an issue with February.
Well, what's the problem with February?
Even though I should be happier. I don't know. I mean, the birds are chirping. It's getting brighter in the evenings.
Yeah, that's a biggie.
I don't know what it is.
Mentally, yeah. the getting brighter in the evenings is a huge one for me because I can have dark days, but as the days are getting brighter, so does the mood. But it lifts.
It's funny. I was in the kitchen the last night and I heard the birds chirping outside and I honestly nearly turned into a low rent Snow White. I almost opened the windows to welcome the birds in. Do you know that sort of way?
That's funny. I was in the kitchen the other day and I heard the birds chirping and I thought, will you shut up?
You know, two ways of looking at the world.
That's it. Two very different ways. Two very different ways.
That's true.
Let's have a look at telly in a few minutes actually because we've got a few streaming shows worth checking out.
Oh, guys.
Before that, the only thing worth talking about...
Is Cocaine Bear.
This is the movie. But wasn't this made in Ireland? Was it during lockdown? And Elizabeth Banks? She was the director.
It is Elizabeth Banks. Yeah, it's called Cocaine Bear. It was shot in Wicklow, kind of in Avoca in the woods out there and some parts of Powerscourt, along with other locations. And there was a bit of a buzz around it at the time because it was Elizabeth Banks and she's amazing. She's been in Hunger Games, 30 Rock, you name it, Modern Family. And she's one of the producers and directors behind this movie. It's based on the bizarre but true story that unfolded in Knoxville, Tennessee, nearly 40 years ago. A drug smuggler fell to his death in Knoxville after his parachute failed when he jumped from a plane. And then the other part of the smuggled cocaine landed in northern Georgia, where a bear consumed much of it and later died. So there is a lot of so the inspiration.
I had no idea that there was a true story behind it, that it actually happened.
Are you serious? Yeah. No, it genuinely happened. So they're really taking a lot of creativity with your inspiration for this movie because this comedy thriller depicts a 500-pound bear's coke-fueled rampage that involves an oddball group of cops, criminals, tourists and teens who all happen to be in the forest when the cocaine bear is on an absolute and utter session, I guess is the only word.
We don't have bears, aside from like in the zoo, we don't have bears in Ireland. And I, for anyone going for a walk in Wicklow this afternoon, you're grand. You have nothing to worry.
You're grand.
You don't have to be worried about bears or cocaine in Wicklow this afternoon. You're all good. But do they bring over their own bears then, I wonder? Or is it a CGI bear?
Because I was looking at some of the videos. So it is CGI, so I'm sorry about that. But the trailer for it looks bizarre. It looks bonkers. It's funny. And I think after watching all the serious Oscar movies in the run-up to awards season, I think it's time for us to all watch something daft.
Yeah.
Do you know?
She's a very funny lady as well. So she directed it.
She's brilliant, okay? Ray Liotta actually appears in this movie as well, one of the last movies that appeared in when before he tragically passed away. Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who was Mitch in Modern Family, is also in it. Kerry Russell and Christopher Hivju, who was Tormund Giantsbane in Game of Thrones.
I remember when they were doing this, they were all popping up on social media and all the websites were like, because your man from Modern Family, when he was sharing, I'm in a restaurant and whatever, and Dalkey, or I'm in Dublin, I'm doing this, that and the other, everyone was like, they're over here for Cocaine Bear. Now we finally get to see it. It's in the cinemas this weekend and it's called Cocaine Bear. Well, let's get to the TV and the streamers after Saturday. This is Today FM. Coldplay and A Sky Full of Stars. It's Today FM, play the music you love. Hello, Ray Foley's my name, and JP's around here.
I'm right over here.
You are?
Yeah.
And Kira King's connected, and she's
hello.
Hello, madam.
Hello.
We're talking
hello,
about Cocaine Bear a couple of moments ago, and she said we do some TV shows. This is on Netflix, and Netflix has gone mad for the sports documentaries, haven't they?
They really have. This is the fifth series of Drive to Survive. It's Netflix and Formula One's documentary, which goes behind the scenes of Formula One. And that's out this Friday. And it's a whole scene, isn't it? Like any sport, I suppose, Formula One. But the docuseries gives viewers exclusive, intimate access to the people in one of the world's greatest racing competitions. You know what? I dabble with Formula One. I know what's going on, but I wouldn't be a massive fan. But my girlfriends are crazy about this show, which is now in its fifth season.
People are raving. What is it about it? Is it the drama about it, or is it kind of like a Real Housewives type of thing, but it's F1?
No, I mean, there's lovely aerial shots of different countries, right, as it opens up. You've got stunning views of the Dolomites in Italy, one-liners from team members, shots of the drivers getting in and out of cars, aerial shots of racetracks. But, like, that's kind of about it. And in fairness, I mean, if I'm going to be objective about it, the drivers are easy on the eye. I mean, okay. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
There we go. You're not.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Canceller.
I'm not allowed to say it.
It's disgusting.
But it would explain why a lot of my female friends are suddenly into this as well. And also, this year, fans may be delighted to hear that the Belgian-Dutch driver, Max Verstappen, he finally features in this season. As there was controversy in Series 4, he didn't actually appear in any original interviews with Drive to Survive, but he was one of its main key protagonists in Season 4.
All right.
I think it's a narrative to do with himself and Lewis Hamilton. And when Drive to Survive first kind of came out, he was like, I don't want to be part of this. They're making up rivalries that don't exist. And well, Season 5 drops. And who's dropping in? Max Verstappen. So there you go.
Okay, that's worth checking out. Full Swing is the golf one then.
Yeah, you see, Netflix are kind of doing this. We've had Breaking Point, which is a tennis docuseries, Drive to Survive, obviously, which is in its fifth series, and Full Swing, which, again, I dabble in a little bit of golf, guys. And for me, it was just grand. Here's the thing, what I think producers need to understand is athletes are not actors.
Okay. So what are they doing, like a Hills thing or something?
No, there was such an awkward interaction between Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas about a best man speech, or the fact that one of them was going to be best man for the other one. And I nearly cringed so hard that I couldn't watch another episode. And the only thing that pulled me back in is I love Rory McIlroy.
All right, you okay. Know? So he mm-hmm. features in it as well. Why isn't this one as good as Drive to Survive? Is it because golfers aren't as good looking? Is that it?
No. No, do you know what? I'm going to say this about Drive to Survive and about Full Swing and about Breaking Point. And tennis is my sport, like, or whatever. But after about 23 minutes in, I haven't really learned anything. It's classy. It's shot so beautifully. You know, but you don't really learn anything. That's okay. What I got from it. Now, I'm not a hardcore fan of golf, Formula One, or I would be a hardcore tennis fan. So I'm not speaking for the actual fans of it.
Well, JP's a golf fan. Did you watch Full Swing? Did you watch any of the Netflix?
I watched all of it. I binged it all in one go because I felt like I had to, and it's not very good. Now, I would disagree with Keir because Drive to Survive is very good. Some of the access they get to the team bosses and team leaders is amazing, and they're losing their minds from the stress. But when you consider that Liv Goff started off last year when they were filming Full Swing, it's incredibly bad. They don't draw up any tension or drama or insight or behind the scenes stuff around it at all. Well, this was probably the most newsworthy year in golf in the history of the sport, and they sort of dropped the ball on it.
Right.
Okay.
Not great.
I just think there's better.
He does drop a spectacular F-bomb in the last episode of the series, and that is the high point.
Okay. So it just came on.
Is that where his daughter turned around and said she doesn't like golf?
No, he's talking about a rival golfer who has gone to live golf, Phil Mickelson, and he says something very juicy.
He does.
Worth checking out. A Drive to Survive and Full Swing on Netflix.
I just think there are better sports documentaries out there. Like for Formula One, watch Senna. That's one of the best sports docs I've ever seen. And again, I'm not a Formula One head at all, you know?
Yeah, but worth checking out. And then one last one. What do you want to do? We've got the Riva one or Everyone Else Burns. You've gone nuts about Everyone Else Burns. Let's do that.
I love this. Okay, so this has been on air since the end of January. It's on Channel 4OD, so you can watch it online. And it's a comedy set in Manchester in which it's like Will from the Inbetweeners, literally, because Simon Bird is in it. Grew up, became super religious, and managed to find someone to marry him and have kids with him. Right. He plays David, who is the fanatical head of a family who's a member of an evangelical doomsday awaiting sect, the Order of the Divine Rod. Guys, it's very funny. We meet him rousing his wife and children in the middle of the night because he gathers their prepper bags and hikes out of the city because they keep on doing apocalypse runs just in case the apocalypse actually happens. It is an awful lot funnier when you watch it. I would say give it one or two episodes to get into it. But honestly, it's very sweet and kind and funny.
Okay.
And it's called Everyone Else Burns.
And it's all up online now, is it?
There's all six episodes are up on Channel 4OD, yeah.
Oh, sweet. Everyone Else Burns. You can check that. Keira King, as always.
I love her.
Ray Foley.
Everybody loves Keira. Great to have you back, and we'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week, boys.
Cheers, darling. Bye-bye.
Stick around. Cash Machine call on the way. The last word. Usher, Pitbull. DJ's got us falling in love again. Come on. TFM. The music you love. We've got over 50,000 euro on the line this afternoon.
KFM's Cash Machine.
That's right. Yesterday, Katie Joyce was in the library in NUIG. She won 40 grand for herself. And today on the line, I can't tell you the exact amount.
No.
If we're calling you now, make sure the phone's charged up. Take it off silent. Answer within five rings and tell us the exact total. Barry's making that call. Let's go.
Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
One. Ring. Two rings. Three rings.
Hello?
Barry, done phoning. Can you take a Cash Machine call?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course I can.
Nobody really says no, do they? Who are we talking to today?
No, they don't. Ron is my name.
Ron, what an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Tell us about yourself. Where are you today?
Carrickmacross, up in Monaghan. I work from home. I'm a sci-fi writer.
Interesting. We've never had a sci-fi writer before. Come here to me. Did you ever think this was going to happen?
No, I didn't. Not at all. I've been entered since last year.
Any plans with what you do with the winnings?
Yeah, particularly a loan I'd love to have cleared off, and then would certainly help us move on the property ladder. We've been renting a long time, you know.
I know it as well. Self-employed is never the easiest thing, so let's sort you out with a few quid right now, Ron.
I have 50,768 euros and 93 cents.
Is correct, Ron. Congratulations.
I can't believe it.
It's happened.
Thank you so much.
It's paid off. You've won the Cash Machine. You are working from home. Is there anybody there with you can celebrate with at the moment?
My eldest daughter is here beside me. I'm shaking.
And Ron, we did consult the terms and conditions, right? So even though it's Lent, apparently winning the Cash Machine is a bit like Paddy's Day. You're allowed break Lent and go out and celebrate this evening.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good. I can do that, yeah.
50,768 euro and 93 cents. Ron, it's life-changing.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you so much.
The winning continues on Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to hear that new cash amount. And we could be calling you.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
Wow, 50,768 euro and 93 cents. Well done. He's a sci-fi writer.
Never spoke to one of those before myself.
That's amazing. He's a sci-fi writer in Carrickmacross. Phone rings, he answers it, and he's after winning himself over 50,000 euro.
Jeez, lads, you couldn't write it. You're a sci-fi writer, you couldn't write it.
Amazing, fair play, dude. And more chances to win on the Cash Machine tomorrow. Matt Cooper will have a new total fee on the last word after 4:30 on Today FM. No, I don't. Snake, and here I go again. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Was it Ron in Carrickmacross?
It wasn't AJ.
Ron in Carrickmacross. A science fiction writer won himself 50,000 euro on this AFM cash machine this afternoon.
My uncle, Ron, would have lived in Carrickmacross.
Really?
I don't think it's the same Ron, though.
Is your uncle Ron a science fiction writer?
He's not, no. He's an accountant.
Ah, well, he's just...
Maybe he's got a side hustle, right?
So close, so close. All right, let's have a look. We've got this, this looks amazing. We're celebrating the epicness of every day with Samsung. The Samsung Galaxy S23 Ultra is Samsung's most powerful smartphone. Boost, brighten and sharpen all the pictures and videos you capture after dark with the power of nightography. I was just whinging earlier on about JP turning off the lights here in the studio.
Too dark in here, yeah.
Making it all dim and dark in the studio. But now, with the magic of the Samsung Galaxy S23, it can capture every contour and wrinkle and fold and flap of flab.
No thanks.
This is nightography. Pictures and videos so good, all your friends will be asking you to send and share, unless they're of me. So to be with a chance of wins, we've got a smartphone to give away this afternoon. If you want to get it to win, we want to share an epic little moment in your life. Oh, this is easy. You must have one in your camera roll or in your photos already in your phone. An epic little moment in your life. All you have to do is listen out for the camera sound effect. Then take a picture or a clip wherever you are at that moment. Oh, so it can't be something in your, if it's already in your...
We don't want to see a photograph from your wedding day 10 years ago.
Oh, so it needs to be fairly contemporary.
Fresh.
Unless you get married right now.
Ah, hey.
Ah, gotcha. Send it to us on WhatsApp, along with your name, to 0874 100 102. It's all thanks to Samsung, celebrating the epicness of every day. Listen out for the sound effect. And when you hear it, start sending it in. It's the sound effect. What did you say that was?
The over on your right hand side. Yeah, the over on your right hand side.
I'm sorry, give me one second. Now that sound effect could occur at any stage.
Yeah.
It's not like it's going to happen now. I need you to have your ears peeled. Mm. I need you to be fully on standby and ready just in case that sound effect should occur at any more. There it is.
Ray Foley.
I suppose you can start sending another one. Yeah, okay, I think they got the message. 0874-100-102. Text now. The epic little moment in your life. 0874-100-102. And play Pink next.
Last year,
Lewis Capaldi's in Today FM.
Even after all this time.
You know the way Lewis Capaldi's Scottish?
Yeah.
And you know the way in Scottish, instead of saying I'm not, they say I'm no.
That's what they say in Scottish, yeah.
I'm not ready. So they say I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
I'm near ready.
Is the backing vocal in a Scottish accent? Because you know, I'm not ready and I'm not ready. Or am I dreaming?
Oh, I don't know, maybe.
Hang on. I got the wrong bit, did I?
I'd rather hear how much you regret me.
Is it in this song? I heard it. Oh, there it is. Or is it he himself being used? Has he looped himself in as a backing vocalist?
Well, let's listen.
I'm not ready. So it's in the Scottish accent, isn't it?
I'm not ready.
I swear, every time I hear that song, I'm like, is it I'm no ready or I'm not ready? There's Mongo. You and I need to have a serious chat, right? This is crazy, the amount of people that want a new phone. This is the new Samsung Galaxy S23 Ultra. It's Samsung's most powerful smartphone, right? Boost, brighten and sharpen all the pictures and videos you capture after dark with the power of nightography. Pictures and videos so good, JP, that all your friends will be asking you to send and share.
All right, okay, cool.
All of your friends, and I know your friends,
yeah,
will lose their minds when they see these photographs. So, a couple of things to discuss about this. One is, we gave away €50,000 in cash about half an hour ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, more people are excited about the new phone.
It's blowing up, right?
Did you realise if you won 50 grand, you could just buy the Samsung Galaxy S23 Ultra yourself? Further to that, it's causing consternation and a row here in Today FM Towers because JP's gone for the mattress guy and I'm more inclined towards the baby guy. So we were asking you to send in your epic little moment in your life. And so many epic moments being shared on photos and videos being sent in our WhatsApp this afternoon. JP's going for the mattress.
Daryl sent in a photograph of a mattress all in the bubble wrap, ready to go for tonight. And he's excited about road testing the mattress later on this evening.
Describe the mattress for me. Is it one of those rolled up mattresses?
It's a traditional, already ready to go, just wrapped up.
Your regular mattress.
Regular white mattress, Ray.
They're giving the mattress a test ride this evening. Or maybe just sleeping on it. Who knows? I've got David over here, though, as well. And he's after sending in what looks to me like baby scans. This is like that's not sonar.
CT?
That's
CAT scan? You wouldn't scan a CAT scan.
No, it's a scan. The baby scan.
Yeah.
It's not sonar. Whatever it is. It's a bunch of images. It's one shot and like all of the photos. He sent a voice note in as well.
Hey lads, I just sent you a photograph there of my new son.
Your son?
Who's due on September 9th. Could you imagine having the camera on that phone to take a few photographs of him? That'd be epic. Take care. Ray.
Yeah?
Love the show.
Hey! There it is. There's a bit of a gap there.
It's hanging there.
So which way are you going for? Are you going mattresses or are you going babies?
Oh, let's find out.
Heads it's ringing. Gee, you can't have a baby without a mattress.
True, yeah.
Hey, it's ringing. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, David.
How are you, Ray?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm absolutely great. How are you, sir?
I'm looking at your scans here.
Yeah, that's the new baby showing. He's due now on September 9th.
Congratulations, dude!
Yeah, and if you're wondering how I know so early, it's because she had to have the ultrasound because she's
ultrasound,
40 years of
that's
age.
The bloody word. Yeah. I was thinking the sonar. Ultrasound, that's the word. Yeah, sorry. So she
she's 40 years of age, so right. They just wanted to check for some syndromes, you see?
All right.
And when you get that done, they're able to check from the DNA what you're having.
Okay.
So we found out we're having a baby boy.
Oh, well, congratulations.
So we are ecstatic.
Fair
absolutely
play.
Absolutely delighted.
So September, you're due. You're
Yeah, September 9th, apparently.
Do you have kids already, or what's your deal?
Well, let's just put it this way. We have a very expensive Christmas because we have 9 kids between us.
Between you?
Already. Already.
Asher, what's another one then? You might as well go again. You're brand.
Yeah, you know.
it's certainly a busy house. So what are you more excited about then? A baby or a new phone?
Oh, the baby, of course. But the phone would be great for taking photographs, wouldn't it?
Well, I'm sure Samsung are going to be delighted with that. It's the Samsung Galaxy S23 Ultra for you. Of course, that's an epic little moment. Well done, sir.
Oh, brilliant. I'm absolutely thrilled.
Cheers, Dahi.
Wait till I tell the wife. She'll be delighted.
She'll be thrilled. She'll be more excited. But you're excited about the baby. She's excited about the phone.
Well, she'll claim the phone, won't she, in fairness?
That's all hers. That's her push present.
Yeah,
come here. What's her name?
Tracy.
Oh, lots of love to Tracy then as well, and best of luck in September. All right, cheers, pal. Listen, thanks for coming on. Thanks for taking the call.
Oh, by Ray.
Yeah.
Ray, guess what?
What?
Love the show.
Cheers, brother. Congrats. Dua Lipa just started out. This is the AFF. What a song. Ready for a nap now? That was a show, wasn't it?
It was an adventure on sound, right?
That was a show and a half. That was. Actually, no, it was just one show. So much we didn't get to do today.
I
swear. So much stuff was planned in the planning meeting, and then we just failed once again.
Logistics failed us.
We failed to deliver once again. We didn't get to do Sam Sings Samsung.
Right.
Where singer Sam Smith proves they can make anything sound great by singing the word Samsung over and over for 3.5 minutes in Sam Sings Samsung. Samsung. We didn't get to do the Granberries. The Granberries.
Yeah.
Where we talk to Ireland's oldest Cranberries tribute act.
That makes sense, actually, yeah.
They go by the stage name The Granberries. Mm. And we didn't get to do Pokemon Do. Where Fair City favourite Mondo comes in and shows us his impressive Pokemon collection in Pokemon Do. Maybe that's tomorrow. I think we're going to be on from 2, but hey, it's touch and go at this stage. Ian Guider's on the way next. This is an American.